Somebody told me that the suggestion was maybe we should learn the sugya of Yichud. Okay, so learn the sugya of Yichud. We'll skip to Daf Pei on the days where the Mishnah has the din of Yichud. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah has a din of Yichud on Daf Pei on the days, and the Gemara asks 2 lines into the Gemara, Mino hani mili, how do you know that there is a din of Yichud? Is there a source in the Chumash? Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi says in a few places, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel means that they weren't one generation after the other. Rabbi Yechanan did not hear directly from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel lived way before. He heard over in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Remez liyuchad men atoira, where is there a mokem in Chumash? Shenemer ki yisizcha chicha ben imecho. So it's very strange. V'chi b'nei meses b'nav, ena meses. Only a half-brother from the mother's side is going to be meses. The half-brother from the father's side is not going to be meses. Why only ki asizcha achicha ben imecho? Rabbi Yenisan Ebeshitz has in his drushes on that pasuk a vertel that it's a reference to Osa Hoish, that his mother was Jewish and he didn't have a father. He was a holy ghost, whatever, holy spirit. But that's a joke. That's a joke. That's why he says Ben Imecha.
Yarizbash?
No, I think a separate said there are a few stories by him on Chumash. Yarizbash has long drushes. This is the Ferris Yonason, I think, on Chumash, but she has short vertlach. So what does it say, Ben Imecha? Ella, the answer is Lamalach Ben Misyached Imimoy, Vasil Misyached Im Kala Raisha Batur. Yeah. Very strange, but they pick out 2 words from the Pasuk Ben Imecha. The Ben could be Misach with the mother, very strange. So the Pnei Yeshua tries to make a little more sense. So he quotes in the Talmud Yerushalmi that the drasha runs as follows. It says, Kisizcha achicha ben imecha baseisa leimar. Your relative is going to try to coax you to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah. They're not going to try to convince you in public with 100 people there. Someone's going to scream at him and say, Avodah Zarah, what are you, crazy? They're going to try to convince you when no one else is there. No one else is there. The Bain is going to be Mesis, the mother, when no one else is there. But there's an Issa Yichud. The mother's religious. She's not going to... The whole situation, what happened? The answer is no. You see, the son could be Mesis, his mother, privately, because you don't need anybody else to be there. That's a Heta Yichud. There's no Issa Yichud there. That the Raya is from the fact that it says Baseser. Baseser means that no one else is there. So you see that the Bain could be Mesis, the mother. The bank can be mason mother when no one else there. Yeah. So why is Taka, why is the mother, why is it mutter by the mother? The answer is that there is incest. There is a certain percentage of incest that the mothers are in violation of Gilei Arayis with their sons, but it's such a low incidence. And the same thing, the father with the daughter and the mother with the son, it's a very low incident. So that's why the Pasuk tells us that the Issa Yichud only applies to other Arayis and doesn't apply to the mother with the son and the father with the daughter. The Gemara has on the next daf.
Doesn't it seem like we're being Darish time with the crowd?
The Pasuk is telling you the Issa only applies when there's a concern. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Daraisa. Yichud is a Gzeira Daraisa. That's the question, whether it's Daraisa Darabonim. Rabbi Shmuel says remez. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, remez usually means that it's only an asmachna mid Rabbanan. But the Ramban says there are exceptions to the rule. So he comments in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he says, and the first daf in Makkah, the Gemara says, remez leidim zanim shalokim and ator minayin. If the eidim zanim were huzman, they testified ploni ben gushim and chalutza. So the Gemara seems to say that that's a real din deraisis. What is a remez? So he says, that's an exception to the rule. Because there it says, remez leidim zanim shalokim menator minan. Here it also says remez, then it says menatorah. So it's a question over here, whether yichud, some rishonim say yichud is only the rabban. Fosh pshat is that yichud is their isa. That's the sugya on the side, in the Masoros HaShas. They give you the cross-reference to Avodah Zarah, lamed vav, lamed beis. So in Avodah Zarah, lamed vav, lamed beis, the Gemara says that historically there were Yud Ches Gzeiris made in the days of Bisham and Bisil. Yud Ches Gzeiris go towards the end of the Baisheni period, we assume. So the Gemara says one of the Yud Ches Gzeiris was They asked Pasakim, Shemenakim, Stam Yenam, and Benaseim. They asked Benaseim. So the Gemara says, Benaseim? Isn't Benaseim an Issa deraisa? Benaseim deraisa, he dichsevelos is chaten bom. What do you mean? That's one of the Yudches Gzeiris. And for the Gemara, no. So first the Gemara answers, that Pasuk Los Hitzchatan Bom says after the list of the Zainumas. But Sharav the Kochav Melov, if it's a different Goyisha woman who's not from the Zainumas, that's not included in the Issa Deraisa Los Hitzchatan. Well, so Inu came the Talmid B'Sham and Basil, because of the Sharav the Kochav, they asked any Nochris. Frag the Gemara, but according to the Tanab Shem Baichoi, he learns Pshat in the Psukim Ki Yosser is Bincha Mi'acharai. The Rabbis call him a serious, even if it's not from the Zainumis, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's still going to be an Issa Deraisa. Ela, the Gemara finally answers, Deraisa, Ishus, Derechasnus. The Issa Loisus Chaten is if you officially they're married together. For Osalinu came the Beisham Abisil, Gozer, Afilu Derechasnus. That was added on by the Yud Chesdor. Fe Gemara Derechasnus, that was already Beis Dina Shalshem Gozer, Dechsiv Hatziro Besisarev. So that's Beis Din El Shoshen that preceded centuries before Bisham and Basil.
We wouldn't learn from there. That was before Matan Torah.
I don't know. The Gemara assumes that it was binding. Yeah. I don't know why. The Gemara says that Beis Din El Shoshen was Goyza, that the Jews are not allowed, made a Gzeira on the Jews. They're not allowed to be Mizana with a Nochris, even Deros Nus. I don't know. What does it mean? I don't know what the whole Gemara means. That Lois says Chatan Bom is not a Goyza Matan Torah. The Gemara has it like that in Yibam, it's not Daf Kuf. The Gemara says, forgot the Pasuk. The Gemara then, Yibam is Daf Kuf, quotes a Pasuk of Avram Avinu, that Zara Miyucha Sachrov. So the Gemara says, Avram Avinu was given the mitzvah Milah, then he was told they're not allowed to intermarry. They're not allowed to marry a Nochris.
Is that
the Achrov? That Bonav should be Misyachis Achrov. Is that the Pasuk? I forgot already. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that din was told to Avram Avinu. That din was, even though the Rambam says that Avram Avinu was given mitzvahs, Mila Yitzchak was given the mitzvah, the ability to be Mafrish Maisus, and Yaakov Avinu was given the tzivoy of Giran Osha, the Rambam quotes such a gracious rabbi, but the Gemara says Avram Avinu was given more. He was given the din. He's not allowed to intermarry. So that's what the Gemara here also now, but it's all on about. Gemara sounds like that. The din, like says Chatan Bom, is already given to Avram Avinu. But, and Beis Dina Shal Shema's guys are even Derech Nus. They said Derech is only Derech Ish's Derech Asnus. And Beis Dina Shal Shema's guys are Derech Nus. So what do you mean that Beisham and Bisila were Goyzer and Znus with the Nochris? They asked Shemen Akum Pasakum Stam Yenam and Benaseim. Benaseim was also even Derech Znus from a long time back. And for the Gemara,
there's no Isser essay to be Mizana with somebody. That's only with the Israelis.
Koide Matan Torah.
No, in general.
There is an Isser essay, yeah. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam says that is someone who is Baal Ha'isha below Kiddushin is Oivan Dalav of Lasiya Kadesha. But he says it's only Malkus if she's Mufkarism is a man of Sluznus. That's the Rambam doesn't explain in Hilchas Ishus, he explains in Hilchas Nar Psula when he has the dinim of Oinus and Mefata. Why does Oinus and Mefata pay anything? It should become Levi de Rabbine because he's Mizana with a girl that is a love of Lasiya Kadesha. So the Rambam says the full lav, if you eat a kazais, you get malchus. If you eat less than a kazais, a chatzis she'os manator. So the Rambam writes something similar here. The full lav b'shlei musoi of the full lav b'shlei musoi of lasi kadesha is if she's mavkeres and is a man that's nose. Stam a boy's mizana with a girl. Well, on one occasion, she's not a prostitute. Not that she has a different boyfriend every week. On one occasion, she's miuchedes, but it's b'li kiddushin. So the Rambam seems told that's like a chotzi shir of lasi kedusha, that there's no malchus. So the Rabbit is masik on the whole thing. He says if she's not mufkeres, if he's a man of his nose, there's no love at all. Even the Rambam agrees that the Magen Mishnah writes, even the Rambam agrees that the real din of Chasiyah Kadesha is only she's Muthkeris and is a menace listener. She's not Muthkeris, it's like a Chotzi Shira of Chasiyah Kadesha. The Rabbit says that there's not Chasiyah Kadesha at all. So when the Rabbit argues with the Rambam, he says there's no love. So the Achreidim Amadayik, Rav Soloveitchik, thought that the Diuk was correct. Rav Yankov Emden has a discussion about this. And it's true, as the Achreinim want to be Medayik when the Loshan arrived in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he says there's no love, but he understands, he's also in agreement that there is an Isar Esrei, says, Ki kachi shisha ubiolo. You really shouldn't have beer without having Kedushin with the girl. That's an Isar Esrei.
So that's something by a Jewish girl that would apply to a non-Jewish girl?
By a Jewish girl where it's possible to have Kedushin, he's supposed to have Kedushin, yeah. By a shivcha, the Rambam Shita is that the Yisrael shivcha the Yisrael is only with the Rabbanon. The Haraya, then in Eved, the Ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis. So we all disagree with the Rambam. The Gemara said that's a special heter. Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis, special heter. The Rambam understands that's a raya that it's muta manatara. How could it be muta manatara? Boal isha b'li kiddushin. There's an isha deraisa, according to the Rambam. There's not malchus, because it's like a chotzi shir. Because the real Shir Shalom of Kadesh is Mufkarism is a menace listeners. So how can the Rambam say that by Boal HaShivcha it's Mutam and Atar? So Rav Soloveitchik thought the answer is Shivcha, where it's not possible to have pieces of Kedushin and Kedushin Tovsim B'Shivcha because Shul Lachem Pahim Machamar Amadom Alachamar. So then there is no Isseres. If she's an Israelis and you could have married her, you had an opportunity to marry her and you didn't, so then you're over on the Isseres. So let's say someone will be mizanah with a nachris. So there won't be an iser essay of gikechi shisha biola. Because he couldn't have had tvisis kiddushin. The iser essay only is if he could have had the same thing, lasiya kadesha. According to the Ramam, that you have a chatzishir of an isalav, so the lasiya kadesha is only by Israelis, but you could have had tvisis kiddushin. By shivcha, by nachris, but it's not possible to have tvisis kiddushin, then there is no iser deraisa. So that's been the same, it's only an iser derabon.
So we who hold, now like, let's assume, not like the Rambam, that the Shivcha would be an Isser D'oraisa. What Isser is that? From what pasuk?
That the Targum Unkelit, the Rambam quotes, V'ali yovim zeh kal b'yanecha bo'ala Shivcha, sh'ari unkel l'sager tirgim l'siya kideisha means if a Jewish girl lives with an Eved K'nayni. So it's impossible to have Tfisa Kedushin. Or l'ya kodesh means a Jewish man lives with a Shivcha K'nayni, so it's impossible to have Tfisa Kedushin. So the Rambam thinks that Unkelis was Magzim, but Aliyah Yobin Zekal Benecha, because Unkelis Hager Tirgain, Unkelis put it into the Pasuk, but it's not really true. It's only with the Rabban and it's not Menatar. And the others, Taisus and Rashi assume, no, that's the Pshut of Shamikra. They see Kadesha means a Jewish woman is not allowed to live with a Evet Kanaini, because but it's worse. If it's impossible to have traces of Kedushin, then it's a violation of Lesi Kadesha. If it's a Jewish boy and a Jewish girl, then the Pashto says that Tosis probably disagrees with the Rambam. That there's no Issa just because they didn't get married together. Just the opposite from the Rambam. Yeah. Is there any Issa? So there's a Rashi in Brochus. Rashi says in Brochus, when David was going to Yichud Pinuya, included in the Issa, when Amnon and Tamar, David had a lot of wives and they had a lot of children, so one of his sons was Mizana, was Ma'anis, one of his half-sisters. Amnon and Tamar. So at that time, David HaMelech saw that it's terrible, so he was going around Yichud Penuya. So if there's an Issa Yichud Penuya, included in Yichud Penuya is Issa, be a Bipnuya. So Rashi says, that's what Rashi writes in Brochus Daf Kafei. Included in the Issa Yichud Penuya, when David goes around Yichud Penuya, included was Issa, be a Bipnuya. But Rashi seems to hold there's no Issa there, Issa. The Issa, be is if with Rashi learns, like the Targum Unkelis, Rashi also the Talmud Unkelis is deraisa. If it's an Eved K'nayni, Shivcha K'nayni, that's an Issa deraisa. He couldn't have had Tvisa Kedushin. But if it was a Jewish girl, he could have had just, he didn't do Tvisa Kedushin. So Rashi holds that's only us in the Rabbanan, David Gozrale. Just the opposite from the Rama. The Rama holds by the Shivcha and the Eved, it's only an Issa deRabbanan. There's no Issa deraisa. Because the Issa deraisa of the Siya Kadesh, the Chatishir of the Issa, the Issa Rese of that the Ravid is alluding to, these only apply when they're both Jewish people and they could have had Tfisa Kedushin, they didn't bother to, then you have the Issa. But if it's a Shivcha K'nai, it's a Eved K'nai, they couldn't have had Tfisa Kedushin, then the Rama holds that the whole Issa is only Rabban. So Rashi entices the whole Pukfaket, everything Pukfaket. So let's say again, So the Gemara has Loses Chatan Boma is given to Avram Avinu that existed all the way back. That Taka corresponds to the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Kuf. Lihas Lachol Lekim Lazarach Acharecha. That's the pasuk. It's not Ki Daitan Mane Shavis Avis Bonav is based on. It's a different pasuk. Lihas Lachol Lekim Lazarach Acharecha. So the Gemara says Zara Miyuch Zacharov. He was going to marry a Nochris. The children would not be Misyach Zacharov. So he was told they're not allowed to marry a Nochris. There's a difference. If a Jewish girl marries an Ochri, so the children are going to be Jewish. If a Jewish boy marries an Ochri, so the children are going to be Goy. So the Gemara says that Issa was given Kodem Atan Torah. That a Jewish man should not live with an Ochri. The Ramon Yerudeh is in the Kuf Nun Zayin, the same about Yehorek Valyabah quotes the Mohammeds, the Ramban Mohammeds on Sanhedrin, on the Sugya of Yehorek Valyavah, on Dafayin Dalet. So the Ramban draws a distinction between the two. He says, a Jewish girl living with an Ochri is like eating chazer. So Bikoch Nefesh would be Doch Adat, that's not Yehorek Valyavah. But a Jewish boy living with a Nochri, since the children are going to be Nochrim, so that's Yehorek Valyavah, that's Mohammed. Nasa Mechutin Lavoy de Zor. One is Mohammed and the other. Pashta says that in Europe they used to have a meaning that if a Jewish man married a Nochri, the family would sit Shiva. Because they considered it like Shema. But the reverse, if a Jewish girl would marry a Nochri, I don't know how often it happened. Probably a Jewish man marrying a Nochri was more common. The men were roaming around, the women always stayed home. But if you would have the reverse, I don't think that was the minik that they would observe Avelis. It was only because that's the Ramah quotes that the Ramban. A Jewish man marries an Ochris, that's considered Mochomer. So Nochom also, what did the Gemara say? So the Issa Derais existed already, Lesses Chatun Bom Derechishus was already given to Avram Avinu, Lies Lachol Lekim Zarcha Acharecha. Then Bezdina Shol Shem was Goizer, Hotzio Vesisarev, that's by Yehuda. The Gemara says Bezdina Shol Shem was Goizer, even Derech Znus, that it's also. So what did you need? The Yud Ches Dover? The Asid Pasakim Shemin Akim Stam Yenim and Ben Hasein. Ben Hasein was ready from a long time before. Derech Asnus is Deraisa, and Derech Znus is Derabonif in the days of Beis Din Shel Shem. So the Gemara says, no, it must be that they Asid Yichud. So the Gemara says, Haboal HaNochris is Kanoin Pogimbo. Haboal HaRamis Kanoin Pogimbo. That's a Din Deraisa. That's a din deraisa, even if it's not the derechasnus. If it's not derechasnus, so again, so what did they need the Beis Din Shel Shem for? Don't you have a din of boil aramas kano in pogimbo? So the Gemara says, no, boil aramas kano in pogimbo is only bifrahesia. Okay, maisa shahoya, like in Chumash, zimi ben solom, if it's bifrahesia. But if it's bitzina, then you needed Beis Din Shel Shem to make the Isra, yeah. This is on this Gemara appears in Sanhedrin also, on Daf Pei Beis. So there the Ran has a, Chedusha Ran has a Sofik, not the Ran on the Rif. On Sanhedrin there's the Mokiyosin on the Rif. But the separate Sefer Chedusha Ran, this Chedusha Ran is quoted in Ebenezer. I think the Chalkos Mechoike quotes it, and the later Achman will talk about it. The Ran has two opinions, whether Boel Aram is Bitzina, where there's no Kanoim Pogimbo, means that the whole Isav is only the Rabbanan. But it means no, Kanoim Pogimbo, that they kill him, that punishment, that Onish, is only if it's Bifahesiv. If he's Boel Aram is Bitzina, you don't have the Onish, but the Isav Derais is the same. Lois is Chatnabom, and Beis Din Shel Shem, the Isurim are still there. So the later poskim assume, like the second way in the Ran, that the Isa, the Isurim are there, just that the Oynish of Kanoim Pogimbo, that's only Befrahesia, not Bitzina.
The case by Tamar and Yehuda, that's a woman. So you see that it's the same Tamar, and the Hatzeh of Tisarev, even though it was, it's not the man who does it, it's the woman who was.
Why are you punishing her?
Her?
He's Jewish. Yehuda was Jewish, and they thought that he had an affair with a goyish of Zayna. So why Hotziyo v'sisarei?
They thought she was Mizana, right?
Yeah.
So she's the woman, so you're going to punish her. They thought she was Mizana with a goy or somebody. So we see it's the same degree. I mean,
You see that it's the same. Yeah. I don't know. So Nochem, so the Gemara says that if Kanoim Pogim Bo is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Gemara says. Kanoim Pogim Bo is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that's only the Ferhesia. In Bitsina, there's no Kanoim Pogim Bo, 2 days in Rishani, whether it's Anisa Derais, Anisa Derabonon. So the later Achmanim assumed that it is Anisa Derais. Just that the Oinish of Kanoim Pogim doesn't apply. So what was added historically later in the days of the Bezdina Shol Chashmanoi, Gozru, there were guys that Ha Boal Ha Nochris, is like 3 or 4 times, Mishum Nashgo, Mishum Nashgaz. That's a Rosh Hashanah. Nun Shin Gimel Aleph, and Nun Shin Gimel Zayin. The Rabbanon, they declared that you get Malkus. According to some Rishonim, the whole Issa was only the Rabbanon. If he's Boal Ha Nochris, Betzina. The whole Issa is only the Rabbanon. According to the other Rishonim, no, the Issa is an Issa, their Issa, even Betzina, but there's no Onish. On the level of their Issa, the Onish of the Kanaim Pogam was only before Issa. So they added on, if it's Betzina, then you give him Malkus, you give him 3 or 4 times Malkus, depending on what the case is.
Malkus
Mardus. Malkus Mardus, yeah. Malkus Mardus. So the Beis Din of Chashmonoi, the Chashmonoi were way before the Bishamayin Hill. Bishamayin Hill were 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. Chashmonoi, the Chanukah was established, Chashmonoi were there for a while. The Chanukah was established over 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. So we assume Beis Din of Chashmonoi preceded the Talmidim of Bishamai Bisil. So the Gemara says, everything was covered already. If a man lives with a Nochris, Derech Ishus Chasnus, Derech Chasnus, that's Lesus Chatan Bom, that was given to Avraham Avinu. And if it's Derech Nus, that's also, not Derech Chasnus, that's also, that was also prohibited from before, that's Beis Din Shel Shem goes Rolov. And what was Beis Din Shel Chashmonoi, what did they contribute over here? They said even if it's Betzina, you also get Malkus. Either they introduce Anisa de Rabbanon, or the Issa there was Anisa de Raisa, they introduced Malkus. So what was left at the Talmidim of Bishayim and Sil later on? After the Gemara, they added Anisa Yichud. Ki goes with the first wide line on Laman Vav and Beis, and Avada said, Ki goes with Beis Din Shel Chashmonoi, Biyah. Abu Yichud Loi, Yichud with an Ochris, also Inu, the Talmidim of Bisham Yisrael, they made a Gzeire, even in Issa Yichud also. Frek the Gemara, Yichud was then introduced in the days of David HaMelech, but also Shor Gozeral Yichud, when Amnon was Ma'anis Tomar, a brother was Ma'anis the sister, so David HaMelech asked Yichud, so what do you have to add on later? David was a long time way before Bisham and Yisrael. Well, they have to add on Yichud. Yichud existed from before. And for the Gemara, the Issa Yichud that existed from before, in the days of David HaMelech, that was Yichud Bas Yisrael. Yichud Averes Kochavim Lo, that wasn't awesome. But also Inu came the Bisham and Bisil, they asked Yichud Abba Averes Kochavim. Then the Gemara says, Yichud. So the Gemara says, Yichud was introduced by David HaMelech. Yichud is a din derais, and they quote Remez, the Yichud men atermi nine shemekis says chal chaycha beni mecha. So Yichud is derais. So what do you mean? David HaMelech was going to Yichud, and for the Gemara Yichud derais the eshes ish. If it's arais, v'also David begaza afil the Yichud de penuya, v'also tamid bisham himself begaza afil the Yichud aved es kachavim nami. So the Gemara gave a whole history here. Nachamot, what were the different stages in the days of Avraham Avinu was already given it then. Los is chatan. Los lachol al kim zar chachrecha. Then Beis Din Shel Hashem is goyzer. Nachum. Beis Din Shel Hashem is goyzer. Even if it's not derech asnus, even if it's derech snus. Befarhesia. Wait a minute. Beis Din Shel Hashem was goyzer. Derech snus. And then the Gemara says, but isn't there a din of Boel Aramis Kanaim Pogmos Halacha Moshe Mesinai? The Gemara says, yeah, that's only Befrahesia. But Betzina, you don't have Kanaim Pogmos. Either the Issa is only the Rabbanon, or the Issa is also the Raisa. And then Bezdin Shel Chashmonai Bagoizer, that even if it's Betzina, he'll give them Malkus. Either they will Goizer an Iser, or the Iser was there Menator, and they will Goizer a punishment that they're going to get Malkus. Then the Gemara says, Yichud. Yichud was introduced by Dovin HaMelech. Which Yichud? Yichud Arayas was a Pasuk. He says, Chachicha Benimecha. That was their Raisa. So Yichud Penuya was introduced by David. So what was introduced by the Talmid B'Sham and Mezil? Yichud HaVenachris. Shain. Those are the Ganze Gemara here. So the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Yichud is real deraisa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Ayi says Remez, says Labdavka. Yeah. Some Rishonim say that the Remez means that it's only the Rabbanon. So Ayi the Gemara says deraisa. It means it was an old din de Rabbanon that was way before the days of the Talmid B'Sham and so. Sometimes when the Gemara says deraisa, the Gemara Pasuk means it's an asmachta that already existed way before. This is the Gemara. Then's another Gemara, yeah. So this is a gzera deraisa. This is a gzera deraisa. So the Gemara interprets in the pasuk. The ben could be misyachet with the mother. He says chachich benimecha baseisa leimar. The ben could be misyachet with the mother, and other arayis are not allowed to be misyachet because the incidence of incest by a son and a mother and a father and a daughter is much lower than by other bayeshesish. Bayeshesish is much more common, and by these relatives is much lower. What about a brother and a sister? So brother and sister, the incidence of incense is higher than by a father and a daughter and a mother and a son, but it's much less. A brother and a sister is much less incidence of incest than by an eshesish. That's much more common. So that's what the Gemara says on Pei Aleph and Beis. There's Shiurim over here. So the Gemara says, right in the middle of the Amud on Pei Aleph and Beis, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav Asi, Misyachad Adam im Achos, Abidor im Imo. You're allowed to live with your mother, Kavua. Let's say the father is not alive, and the son lives in the same apartment with the mother. For many years, he lives in the same apartment. Or a father can share the same apartment with his daughter, even though the mother died, and they're living in the same apartment for many years. There's Dorim Imo in Dorim Bito, that's at the Gomer. But a brother and a sister is only, there's no way, so Yichud, Misyachad Olam and Machos, but he's not allowed to Dor, he's not allowed to live Bikvius with his sister. That's what Shalavah says, live Bikvius. What do you mean, live Bikvius? So some say, less than 30 days, more than 30 days. If the parents went away to Eretz Yisrael for a week, so the brother and the sister are staying together in the apartment, that's for less than 30 days. But if the parents are gone away on vacation for more than 30 days, that's called Dor. So, Adam Dori Machoso is awesome. Others want to say that the Yichud means much more Chomer than that. Yichud means there's no Issa Yichud if they happen to be together in the daytime. But to sleep overnight in the same apartment, that's awesome. That's a big Chomer. I think a lot of poskim are saying 30 days. Less than 30 days is Misyached, more than 30 days in Dor. So, Dori Machoso is not allowed. Yeah. So you learn, all of this is understood from the Pasuk. Son with the mother, there's no Iser Yichud, there's no Iser Dir at all, because there's, you can't say there's no incest at all. There is a certain incidence of incest. The same thing by, let's say, a couple adopts a baby girl. So the incidence of incest by adopted children is slightly higher than it is by natural children. So that's a shaila, is there an Issa Yichud or not? So the last Lubavitcher Rebbe sent a letter to the Otzer HaPoskim, which they included in the second volume. So they printed his letter that he said, there's a problem that when you adopt, that's why Lubavitcher don't adopt, because if they're going to adopt a baby girl, there's going to be an Issa Yichud on the father. Going to adopt a baby boy, it's going to be an Issa Yichud on the mother. And Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not so. They thought that even though it's not a blood relative, true, the incidence of incest is slightly higher than it is by natural parents, the natural children, but still it's much lower than it is by regular Eishes Ish. So Rav Moshe has an old tshuva that he wrote in Europe, not from the later tshuvas in his life. And Rav Soloveitchik thought also a double portion, that since the incidence of incest is so low, that's included in the heter that there's no Issa Yichud, a mother and a child.
Does this change with the social situation?
It should. So that along these lines, the Gemara has such a similar Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk speaks about Tzuga b'Shoshanim. A Siyog is the fence. Shoshanim are red roses, red flowers. Tzuga b'Shoshanim means that the husband is permitted to be misyachid with his wife, even though the wife happens to be a nida. Atorah hiidu aleinu. The Torah testifies that we're not going to sin. Tzuga b'Shoshanim is if you have a fence separating between the husband and the wife. The fence is a red fence. She has a rias nida. Dam nida is red. Shoshanim are red flowers. So it's very easy to trample on flowers. You can easily just trample on the flowers. But the Jewish people are observant. So if you have a fence, the wife tells the husband she saw tipas dam. So the husband will observe the din. Tzuga b'Shoshanim. He won't be puritz. Lo yifritz abhem piritzes. So Tosis is bothered. That's a famous Tosis there. Lamed Zayin and Aleph. So Tosis said, the Gemara said that an Apikoris once confronted Rav Kahana, and he said, how can you permit the husband and the wife to sleep in the same bedroom when the wife is a nidah? People have a desire to be with a woman. Is he going to allow the husband and the wife to sleep in the same bedroom when she's a nida? That's like putting a fire on the oris, on flammable material, and it's going to combust, it's going to burn. So how do you say the husband is not going to be baalishta? So the Rav Kahana answers the apikoris, the min, hatorah hi alein, the suga b'shoshan, we're not going to sin. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. What do you mean? The imtaima yichud is an isa deraisa. The Pashtus Yichud is an Isad Deraisa. It's not a Remez Derabonah. So how do you quote a pasuk? Divrei Kabbalah Le'afinu. Quote a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Tzuga b'Shoshanim. And you say that permits the husband to be misyachid with the wife. How can that be? So that's what Tosfos says here. Shloimar, we say that even if it's an adopted child, also there's no Isad. It's not really a mother and a son. Not a father and a daughter. And we say a sister is not allowed to be dor with her brother, but there's no isa yichud. Why is no isa yichud? Because there's a much lower incidence of instance in such a situation. So here also Tosfos says that since he has pas b'saloi, so there's a much lower incidence. They're both not going to want to sin. They know she's going to go to mikvah another week. Another 2 weeks, she's going to go to mikveh, so you don't worry about it. So all of this is included in the heta yichud by imo. Whenever there's a very small chashash of sinning, then there's no issa yichud. That's all included in the pasuk. The shaila is, Tosfos quotes, and iksuv is davdala and manalef. The Gemara says, if a boy and a girl get married and she's a nida, let's say it's a chupas nida, or pierce a nida, they didn't have a chance to have birushan yet and pierce a nida, then the Gemara says, Hu yashin bein anashim, ishti yishena bein anashim. You have to avoid the yichud of a nida. Why? But he just said that there's no problem. The Gemara says, no, that's only lacha birushan. Could it be birushan? They're not allowed to be together. So that's a big question. Could it be birushan? That means the real isa yichud daraisa, that's the regular din of. That you learn at Yichud, so the Heta Yichud from the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim is only after Birushan. Kodi Birushan is Takanisa Yichud Deraisa, but he's saying, no, that's a separate Zera Derabon. Yoshim Ben Anoshim, Yishen Ben Anoshim. So some Rishan derive it in the Bala and Efesh holds that the Isa Yichud, Kodi Birushan, Beishta Nida, is only Balayla, not Bayom. Balayla means when they're ready to go to sleep. Let's say they had a chuppah balayla, and then they're going to be in the yichud room, then they're going to come out. That's balayla. They got married after the shkia. It's balayla, but that's not balayla. When they get to this, they're not going to sleep in the yichud room. There's going to be a whole dinner. Balayla, the rabbit holds a kula and a chumra. Hu yashim ben anashim, yisheni ben anashim is different from the laws of yichud. He says it's only balayla when they go to sleep, not bayom. And then he says, and when you want to avoid it, balayla, you need a double shmira. It's not enough. You should have another man there to avoid. If you have two men or three men, balayla, you need three men. So that takes off the issa yichud. No, it's a separate zera, but you need a double shmira. Hu yashim ben anashim, yishti yisheni ben anashim. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote half of their rabbi. They quote the chumra of their rabbi, that you need a double shmira. They don't the Ramah recommends you should follow the Rav. He doesn't want to rely on the other Ravid Lahakel, because the Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam, and when the Rambam quotes all the dinim of Yichud, Rambam says the laws of Yichud are Medibre Kabbalah. So, what? Where does that? Medibre Kabbalah, Mipi HaKabbalah. Pi HaKabbalah means the Raisa, the Rabbanim. It's unclear. It's unclear. The simple reading of the Gemara, that the Yichud is their Raisa. That's the Poshup Shot in the Gemara. That the Yichud is their Raisa.
Yichud is not an erva, according to some opinions, right? So, we apply it, even though it's not technically necessarily.
That's a serious shaila, right? We only say Yehareg Vayavar by Gili Arayis. A Kohen Begrusha is an Isalav, so Rabbi Kiveger and Yeridaeus in the Kuf Nun Zayin quotes from Rabbi Elia Mizrachi, the Jewish Rabbi Elia Mizrachi, that you wouldn't say Yehareg Vayavar. By Yisrael B'Mamzeres, or a Kohen Begrusha, or a Kohen B'Chalov, or something like that, that's not Yehareg Vayavar. Not every Yisad Bia is called Gili Arai. It's only Chavi Krisis. So the Shad is, what about Boal Anida? Boal Anida is different from the regular, from the other Chavi Krisis in two ways. Number one, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Ba'arayis, Ein Kedushin Atovsin Benida. Number two, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Boal Achosa, Boal Eshesish, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Unless it's Akam HaBoal Eshesish, then the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But by a Vlad Menanida, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So that's a Shaila. So clearly, Nida is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that there's Kores, it's an exception to the rule that Kiddushin are Tovsin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So that's a big, major Machlek Zoshan exception to which rule? The rule is that all the Chavikrisis are called Gili Arayis, and Nida is not called Gili Arayis. Nida is not called Gili Arayis, and that's why Kiddushin are Tovsin. Not every Koresh is Gilei Arayis. Eating Chametz Bet Pesach, eating on Yom Kippur, being Mechal Hashem is also Koresh. Making a Ketores, you make your own Ketores, I think, also Chai Koresh. That has nothing to do with Gilei Arayis. So what does it mean? So that's a big Machlokes. There Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha has a whole paragraph where he proves from the Gemara. We have the Tosfos on the first half in Yevamos, but it's not that clear. Rav Soloveitchik read it into the Tosfos. He didn't need the Sefer Yosha, but those who didn't have the ability to read in the Tosfos, so Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha writes it explicitly that Nida Labaila is not Gili Arayis, and you don't say Yehareg Vayavar. It's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that this Koreis is not Gili Arayis, and that's why Kiddushin Atovsin, and that's why the Vlad Men Anida is not a Mamzer. And the Rambam holds not so. It's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that it is Gili Arayis and it is Yehareg Vayavar, the Rambam says a few times, Anida b'chalal ha'arayis. He writes it a few times. Despite the fact that it's Gilei Arayis, the din is that the Vlad is not a Mamzer and Kiddushin Atovsin. So that's a machlekes halacha l'maisa, whether you say Yehareg Vayavar by Anida or not. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Tshuvas Ramban about this. The Ramban is talking about the husband is a doctor and his wife is deathly sick. He wants to take her pulse when she's Anida. So is he allowed to hold on to her arm? Is he allowed to take a pulse when she's in need? And he wants to treat her. So the Ramban assumes that that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Habo al anida is an isa deraisa. What about kira bosom? What if a person kisses anida? He dances with anida. He hugs anida. Kira bosom, but it's not actually bo al anida. So the Rambam claims la sikavu la galaserva. The Rambam has. There's one lab boal anida, then there's another lab kirubasa. You're not allowed to have kirubasa derechiba with anida with any of their rice, and the Rambam understands that that's an isa their rice. And the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs takes issue with the Rambam. He also said kirubasa is only an isa der rabban, it's not an isa der rice. The simple reading of the Obis der Reb Nosson and the Medrash Rabba is like the Rambam. Because the Ovis Rav Nosson has Asei Siyag LaTorah, an opening Mishnah in Pirkei Ovis. When we learned Yeridei, Rav Soloveitchik said this over. The Mishnah says Asei Siyag LaTorah. So the Ovis Rav Nosson has that, it's like a Tosefta. He has more elaboration on every line in the Mishnah in Pirkei Ovis. So the Brisa and Ovis Rav Nosson says, Ezi Siyag Shasas HaTorah LeDvoreha. What's an example of a siyog deraisa that the chachamim pattern called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun? They pattern all of their siyogim after I say siyog la Torah after the siyogim deraisa. So the Avos Rav Nosson and the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Nosson give two examples. One is we don't really want the Nosson to drink wine. So that's the real Issa. But we don't even let him eat grapes or eat the chatzan mezag because it may lead to l'idekach that he's going to drink the wine. So that's Isyog deraisa. Then it gives another example. We don't want a boal anida. You don't want that you should boal anida. Yochol, he should kiss his wife when she's anida, hug her and dance with her and so on. Tamaloy malasikavu legalaser. So the Avos Rav Nosson and the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Nozer and Noso give these two examples. These are both Syog deraisa. The Nozer eating the grapes, that's for sure an Issa deraisa. So it says, Esi sok shasa torle devareho. So it says that Kira Boser is an Issa deraisa. The Mechaber Paschal is like the Rambam also. Mechaber usually doesn't tell you who gets Malkus or doesn't. The Rambam has to tell you who gets Malkus. When is it Malkus deraisa? When is it Malkus Mardus? When is it no Malkus? But the Mechaber lived in a generation. Nobody had any smicha. No one's getting any Malkus. So Mechaber, nonetheless, usually Mechaber does not write who gets Malkus. Here in Eben Ezra, he says, Kira Basav is an Issa deraisa, and you get Malkus deraisa. Who asked him? What's an afkemina? No one has any smicha. Who is giving him a Malkus? He writes that it's an Issa deraisa, you get Malkus. That's Beferishi. Paskin's like the Rambam. Because the Bryson in the Sifrei is like that, by the Nazir. And by the Nasik of the Galasav, Ezitzok Shasa Torah Dvareho. So it is Darshin and Time of the Krua. It is, yeah. Because the whole Pasuk is a Syog Daraisa. The whole Issa Yichud, we assume Yichud is Daraisa. The whole Issa Yichud is a Syog Daraisa. So the Syog Daraisa was only instituted by the Torah, by other Arayas, by a mother and a son, or in Shulchan Aruch, we assume even a grandmother. And a grandson, a great grandmother, and a great grandson, and a son, all Yotze Chalatzim. There is no Siyog because it's nothing to be concerned about because it's such a low incidence of incest. And by Achosa, it's a little bit. So that's by Nida, we distinguish Kodim Birishan, Olachat Birishan. So the simple reading of the Rambam says Yichud is Mipi HaKabbalah. So we're not sure what that means. But the Rambam writes that the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Kodim Birishan is a regular Issa Yichud. Bayomu, Balayla sounds like. And to remove the Issa Yichud, you don't need a double Shmehu, Yashu Ben Anoshin, Ishti Sheni Ben Anoshin. That's the Ravid holds like that, that it's a separate Issa. The Rambam sounds like that's the regular Issa Yichud. And the Maharam Lublin, and Lamed Zayin, and Aleph in Sanhedrin, so you have the Marsha. On the bottom of the page, you have the Maram Lublin. So the Maram Lublin assumes Beferish like that. That Yichud Ishta Nida Kodim Birishayna is an Issa Deraisa. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim is only Megala that he interprets Pratentesis like that. Pasuk is Megala that after Birishayna, there's less of a concern because he has Paspasal. Kodim Birishayna, Arachanami. The Pasuk says that the Yichud Deraisa will apply. So Yichud has different stages, okay? The Chayodim has a famous position, Chochmas Adam has a famous position. He says, the Mishnah says, L'Yisiachad Adam, even im shtei nashim, even with two women. So the Gemara asks, why is there a difference that two men could be misachad with one woman? Because you're not afraid that they're going to be mezaneh, because he's going to be embarrassed from the other man. So why shouldn't one man be misyachad with two women? She'll be embarrassed to be mezaneh in the presence of the other woman. So the Gemara says, my time at times be'eliyo, noshim daitin kalos aleim. Daitin kalos doesn't mean they have shvach hekep. They don't excel in mathematics or in chemistry or physics. It doesn't mean that. The different genders do have excel in different fields. That is a fact. But that's not what it means anymore. Daitin kalos means their head is always more interest in his nus. That's what it means in Gemara. Dajm Adat Kalas, they're interested in nus. So the Gemara says, it's possible for the man to be mefata both women and to be mezana with both of them. But if it's two men and one woman, that's highly unlikely. Yeah. So the Chayodim has a famous, Chochmas Adam has a famous Chiddush, that if you have one man and two women, that's only Yichud Derabbanan. The real Yisa Yichud Deraisa is only with Arayas, okay, only Eishes Ish, and there's one woman there. But if you have two married women, through the Gemara and Asim Daitan Kalas, what to be concerned about, but it's not the same degree of concern if you would only have one woman. So if you have two women, it's lower down to the level of Yichud Derabbanan. That's not going to be Yichud Derais. So on the assumption, now your question, on the assumption that the Issa Yichud really means that it is their Issa, that was the Lashon HaGemara in Avodah Zorah and Daf Lamed Vavim Beis, Yichud HaRais is their Issa, is that only HaRais with Chavi Krisis, and maybe even Ishtenida, the Ramban holds like the Rambam, that Nida is HaRais, not like the Rabbeinatam. Rabbeinatam holds that Nida is not HaRais, it's an Issa Biyah. But it's not Yehorek Valyava. So on the assumption, so that's the Shaila, is there an Issa Yichud Deraisa if it's only Chai V'Lavin, a Chai V'Yese? Let's say a man is going to be a Kohen is going to be Misyached with a Grusha. A man is going to be Misyached with a Mamzeres. So we say, Dabar HaMelech, what goes on Yichud Pnuya? Maybe that's Yichud Pnuya that you're allowed to marry. What if it's a Pnuya that you're not allowed to marry? It's an Issa Lav. And man is not allowed to marry a mamzer. So maybe the gzera, the araisa, the siog de araisa, is it siog shasa totally devareho? What's an example of a siog de araisa? So we say that yichud, the braisa doesn't give the example of yichud, braisa gives the example of kirabasa de rachiba. But according to the way, the simple reading of my yichud is also a siog de araisa. So that's a shalat. Does the siog de araisa only apply by chabi krisis? Does it even apply to Chai V'Lavin? Or maybe it even applies to Chai V'Yesei. Would he have an Iser Esei? Mitzvi V'Adoimi is an Iser Esei. Dor Shlishi Yavol Lahem V'Kal Hashem. Mitzvi V'Adoimi Darish Ndosheni is an Iser Esei. It's not an Iser Lav. Dor Shlishi Yavol Lahem V'Kal Hashem. Darish Ndosheni is also. So is there an Iser Yichud Daraisa? Let's say by a Kohen Begrusha, Yisrael B'Mamzeres, would there be an Issa Yichud Daraisa by an Issa Resay? So on the bottom of the Omud, on Pei Omud Beis, at the very bottom, the Gemara has part of a discussion. The full discussion is in Seita Dav Zayin. When the husband and the wife are going to Yerushalayim, he warned his wife, Altistri Mishplani, because he's Cheshed her business, and then she violates his instructions, and she says, you're paranoid, you're crazy, I'm not doing anything wrong. You're off your mind. And she doesn't listen to him. So you have Kinu and you have Stira. So the husband has to bring his wife to the Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. So does he drive her in the car all by himself and then they sleep over in a motel together because they're husband and a wife? Or do you say, no, maybe there's an Issa Yichud. Ishta Nida, most of the time. It's very rare that the woman's going to be a Nida for 3 months in a row. That's very rare. Then they have to see a doctor. There's some kind of problem. So Ishta Nida is pas pasalo. It's going to be straightened out in a week or two. It's not going to be forever. So he learned out from the pasuk that Ishta Nida is like achoso. Like achoso is muta. So Ishta Nida is no Issa Yichud. But what about Ishta Soita? You don't know what's going to turn out. It may turn out that she's Torah. It may turn out that she's Tameo. So when the husband goes to Yerushalayim, he's traveling to Yerushalayim to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, then she should drink the Mayim HaMarim. If she doesn't drink the Mayim HaMarim, it's an Issa. What kind of an Issa? It's an Issa Resei. V'nitma is an Issa Resei. If you have a Saita Vadai, so the Gemara said there's an Issa Lav. That's the Gemara in Yivam Mustaf Yud Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says, L'yuchel Balerishan Asher Shukhta Loshav Lekachta Achari Asher Hu Tamo'o. So the first half of the Pasuk, L'yuchel Balerishan Asher Shukhta, Loshav Lekachta, that's Machzik Rishasai. Achar Yasher Tamor, that goes on a Saita Vadai. So that's Lo Yuchal, that's a Lav. Saita Vadai, there's a Lav. And a Saita Safek, Saita Safek means there was Kinyas Stira. That the Gemara said that's only an Iser Esei of Vinitma. It says three times Vinitma. One goes Leba, one goes Lebon, and one goes Letruma. So the Gemara seems to assume the Pashtus here, the last three lines on Peyam and Beis, and the whole discussion is Saita Dav Zayin. That there's an issue of yichud when the husband is taking his wife to Yerushalayim to drink the Mayim HaMarim. There's a whole discussion of yichud there. So one Tana says, "Nah, it's pas pasalo. He knows she's going to drink the Mayim HaMarim. He knows that it may turn out to be mutter. It may not turn out to be by ishta nida. He's married to her for the last 25 years. It always straightens out in 2 weeks. It doesn't take 3 months till she becomes." If it takes a couple of months, it's a problem. How is he allowed to be misyachid with his wife? If she has a medical problem, she's always roya dam. So then there would be an issa yichud. it's pas besalad. There's no way suga b'shoshanim if it's just going to take another day or two. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, okay. But it's going to take 3 months. The taka is a problem of yichud with ishtei nido. So that's all machlekes hatanan. So what's the whole discussion about yichud with ishtei saita sog? It's only an iser essay. So don't you see from the Gemara, that's what a few achrayim say, the prish on the bottom of the tour, and the kerenora has like that, and the chazanish, kerenora and saita davzai, and the chazanish writes like that. They all write yisif in the whole discussion in the Gemara. Some say it's to be compared to Nidos. It is pas besalo, okay? And others say no. So you see from the whole discussion that there is an Issa Yichud, even if the Issa is not an Issa Kares, even though it's only not even a lav, it's only an Issa Esay. Because Seita Sofik is only an Issa Esay. And others want to disagree, and they say no. Maybe this Gzeira their Issa, this Yog their Issa, that Yichud is also Shema Yavo Aleha. Maybe it only applies to the Chavi Krisis. Because the Posse gave the example, Dumi the mother. Kisizcha Chicha Beni Mecha. So the son with the mother is Mutter, despite the fact that it's Kares. A brother with a sister is Mutter also, the Yichud, not Dorim Achoso. And a regular Meshia Sir, she's in Yichud is also. So all the examples, the sister, everything is all Chavi Krisis. Maybe if it's only Chai V'Lav and Kal V'Chaim and Tzir Yisir Esay, maybe there's no Issa Yichud. I watched the whole discussion by the Saita Sofik. No, because the Gemara says in Yivam is Dafir Aleph that Saita Tumatziv Bokarais. Since it uses the verb Benitma'o, so that sounds like Gili Arais. And maybe all other Chai V'Lav and Chai V'Esay, maybe there's no Issa Yichud there. So it'll be an Issa Yichud like Yichud Penuya. Because you're not married to her. You're not married to the Mamzeris. But the Yichud Araisa is only by Chai B'Krisis, because that's an Iser Arayas. And maybe since Tumak Sivbok Arayas by Saita, so maybe that's why the Gemara held that there should be a problem. Because it has a din like Gili Arayas. You can't really prove so much. That's a discussion also in Achmanah. What about Kira Basa? The Iser Kira Basa is not allowed to dance with the original Pasuk is by Nida. The original pasuk, I think, is by Nida. That Lesikiru Alisha Benidus Tamasa Lesikiru Legalasa Lesikiru Means Kiru Basa. Their Achiba is Asa. So I think some of the Achranim say beferish that the Yisur Der Isur Kiru Basa is only by Chavi Krisis, by Chavi Laban, by Chavi Esay. There is no Yisur Der Isur of Kiru Basa. So there's room to argue the point and say that the same perhaps is true by Yichud. Maybe Yichud is only Der Isur. By the Chaybi Krisis, because that's Gilei Arayis, and by Saita, because Tumak Zibok Arayis. Okay, so we have the institution of Yichud, and the Gemara is the simple reading, the Gemara, Yichud is the Arayis, the Chachm Sodom thinks if you have two women, Noshim Dait and Kavos is also, but that's only going to be the Rabban, that's not going to be the Arayis. So we have the Din of Yichud, it's Yichud Eber Mutter, so the Gemara says, Baila Ba'ir, Ein Choshishim, that's on Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. That's in the middle. Amar Rabba, Baila Ba'ir, En Choshishim Shem Yichud. What does it mean? So the second Tosfos, on Pei Aleph Amar Aleph, quotes Rashi and they disagree. Rashi says, Baila Ba'ir is not a het to Yichud, it's just that the Yisr is not that Chomor, so there's no Makas Mardis. Whoever violates Yisr Yichud gets Malkas. You're not going to get Malkas there. I said, there's no Bais Sese in the Chumash. You only get Malkas if you violate a Lav that Zilma de Lav da Chasima. Because in Chumash Dvar Midash and Smuchim, when you have two psukim next to each other, you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. When you have two dinim and two adjacent psukim, that's called smuchim, and that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether you darshan smuchim. So Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says in Yevamos in the beginning, Mishnah Chumash Dvarim, all the tanaim agree that you darshan smuchim. So there are many very, very, very famous drushes based on smuchim and Chumash Dvarim. So one of the very famous drushes is this, that the pasuk of Vayon Dinakos HaRasha is right next to the Pasuk of Vasach Mashar B'disha. So that's the klal all the Tanoim subscribe to. One only gets Malkus if he, one only deserves Malkus if he violated an Avera that's Dumid Alav Dachasima, that's similar to Vasach Mashar B'disha. So what if you have an Isser that's not even written in the Chumash? You read it in between the lines. The son with the mother is allowed to be Mesiachid, any other with an Eshes Ish, not allowed to be Mesiachid. It's a drasha, even if it's deraisa, it's not asmacht, it's a drasha. It's not dumi the lab da chasim. It's a real malchus you're not going to get. So the Gemara says, though, there'll be makas mardas. The Gemara has machlekes, what if someone is misyachid with an ashes ish? That's the real Issa Deraisa. Do you give Makas Mardis in such a case? What do you say? No. Ravashi, that's a Machlokes. Ravashi says, Yichud, Eshensish, Lo. You don't give Makas Mardis there. Shalote Moitzi Laz Albanel. People will think, if you give the Eshensish Malkas Bismanazer, they'll think, oh, you didn't give her Misa. She really was Mizana. And she really deserves the death penalty, but we live as Manazer. There's no din in the fashes. So that's why they gave her Makas Mardis. So if you're going to be Malka, going to give Makas Mardis to any Eshensish who violates Yichud, people are going to think that she really violated the Isser of Loisinov and Atamotzi Lazal Banan. People would think that her children may not be her children. Hers, maybe it's not her husband. Maybe she became pregnant from her boyfriend. So that's why Ravashi says that you don't give Makas Mardis by Yichud Eshensish, only by Yichud Penuya. It's counterintuitive. It should have been the reverse. Yichud Eshensish is Machama. That's the Isser Deraisa. Yichud Penuya is only David Gozalayim. The answer is no. Shalol Hotzi Lazal Banan. So the second mandama quote, the simple reading, second mazucha malki and machris, he gave machris mardis to the Eshensish, and he announced that we have no evidence that the woman was mizana at all, and there's nothing to be concerned about marrying her children, but she violated the isser of yichud. That's why we gave him machris mardis. And the Gemara says we don't follow that because ikad deshama bava deshama baha. A lot of people will hear that they gave him machris mardis, and they won't hear that bez made a hachras. So there'll be motzi laz al banel. So that's why the whole makas mardis is only lohei rasha lemigda milsim. So you don't give makas mardis, it's going to be motzi laz. So that's how we pask. So what does it mean? By lebeir ein choshishim mishum yichud. What does it mean? So Rashi says that normally you should give makas mardis. This is assuming like the second amor, like mazutra. Even in eshesish, you should give makas mardis if she violates yichud. But by Levir, then the Iser is a lower level Iser. She probably is Emas Bailo Aleho. She's probably not going to be Mizana. So then you don't give Makas Mardis. Tosfos asks on Rashi, it doesn't fit into the whole Gemara. First of all, we pass like Rav Ashi that you don't give Makas Mardis on Eshes Ish who violates Yichud. Mazutra disagrees. Poshe Pshat Nigmar. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Rambam has all different Pshat. Mazutra goes on a Pnuya, not on an Eshes Ish. But the Pasha Peshat Mazutra holds, he gives Makas Mardis even to an Eshes Ish, but we don't pass like him, we pass like Rav Ashi. So what do you need Rabba to say? Baila Ba'ir, you don't give Makas Mardis, even if it's not Baila Ba'ir, you don't give Makas Mardis to an Eshes Ish, you violated the Yichud. Then furthermore, the whole Hemshech HaGemara doesn't reach that. It's Beferish in the Gemara, that it's Mutta. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. That's the list, that's how Tosfos ends off. And the Lefarish, the last two lines in the Tosfos is by Lebeir. And the Lefarish, and Choshishim Klal Mishum Yichud Afilu Yisur Leka It's Mutar Legamre. And Ebenezer, when they quote it, said the Beis Shmuel goes back to Rashi. He says, "Don't forget, Rashi holds that it's also me." He's implying that you should be Choshish for Rashi, that even by Lebeir you should be Noye Gisur Yichud. You shouldn't be Misyachet with the Eshes Ish even at by Lebeir. So the Pashta says we pass like Tosfos that by Lebeir is a Heta Yichud. But the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi was afraid to be misyached with an Eshes Ish, even though it was by Lebeir, because Shushbinte Havoy the Geisebe, that was his landlady, and they were very friendly. They got along very well. So the Gemara says by Lebeir is a heta yichud. There should be an isa yichud. By Lebeir there's a heta. There's no isa yichud. So whenever you have a heta, so if he's Igliba Gaspo, then it's also, let's say you have this girl is my cousin, and we were brought up together, and we're always very friendly. Or we used to double date. We used to go on dates together, all the boys and all the girls together, and then we both got married, and we're always visiting by each other, we're always talking to each other. So if it's Liba Gaspo, if it's very friendly, if it's domination ish, by the beer, no isa yichud. But if it's liba gaspo, he's very friendly with her, so then there's no heta yichud. So the chelkas mechoykek, and the Beis Shmuel quotes from the chelkas mechoykek. Chelkas mechoykek lived in Vilna the same time as the Shach. They all had to run for their lives when the Chmelnytsky riots began in Tachvatat. In 1648 and 1649. So everybody ran, everybody left Vilna. So the Gemara has on Amud Beis that if you have Pesach Pasuch Lushus Arabim, then there's no Issa Yichud.
be here today would mean what? It means different things in those days, you know. Small town, and
that's a shadow. Let's say the husband is in Brooklyn. It takes an hour to get from Brooklyn to Washington Heights. Is that called Baila B'ir because it's Ter Chatchum? Or do you say, no, it's so far away?
Because the husband knows where the wife is and everything.
I think we assume Baila B'ir is Mutta, even if he doesn't know where his wife is. Let's say she's shopping somewhere downtown. He doesn't know where she's shopping.
No, but I'm talking about where she is. He knows.
If he knows, then it's even better, yeah. But make alam by the way, even from Brooklyn to even from to Manhattan, even though it's very far away. But make alam, even if he doesn't know where she is. There's a Kesemishna who says that Ishta Bu'ir takes off his Yichud. So the ask kind of Kesemishna, so why didn't the Gemara say by the way, you can say Emas by Lo Aleha. She's afraid to be Mizana because her husband is in the city, he can catch her. But Ishta Bu'ir, what are you going to say? Emas Ishta Olav. The days of the Gemara, there was no Emas Ishta Olav. So what does it mean, Ishta B'ir? How come the Gemara didn't say that? So Meir Arik has a tshuva. He wants to fire him for the Kesa Mishnah. How can he say Ishta B'ir is takes off Issa Yichud? The Gemara has Baila B'ir. So he suggests maybe Ishta B'ir is mutter only if she knows where he is. He's in his office and he has a secretary. Or he's a doctor and he has a nurse in the office. So the wife knows where the husband is, and then Ishta B'ir would take off the Issa Yichud. But Baila B'ir is a better hetus, even if the husband does know where the wife is. Emas Baila Aleha takes off the Yisayich. It's questionable. Anyway, so Baila B'ir is a heta yichud. So the heta does not apply whenever it's Liba Gaspo. The Gemara has it on the base that if it's Pesach Pasuach Lushus Arabim, let's say I take a girl on a date and we're sitting in a lobby in a hotel. There's no one else in the lobby. But just like I walked in with the girl, the door is open to the public, so other people can walk in also. So Pesach, even if it's 1 o'clock at night, I walked in 1 o'clock, other people can also walk in the middle of the night. Some of the tenants in the hotel can come in late at night. So whenever you have Pesach, Pesach, Shus, Ram, so what's the pshat? That's the suffix that the Chalkas Mechaykik has, that the Bishmo quotes in his name. Doesn't mean that by definition that's not called Yichud. Because since Pesach Pasul Shus Rabim is like you're talking to the woman in the middle of the street, what do you say? No. There is Yichud, but it's a Heta Yichud. Pesach Pasul Shus Rabim is a Heta Yichud. My nafkamina, what if it's Libo Gaspo? So if Libo Gaspo, let's say this cousin that we were brought up together, we were very friendly, we always talk together. So if it would be Baila Ba'ir, that Heta Yichud wouldn't apply if it's Libo Gaspo. What if it's in the middle of the Rishus Harab? There's a parade, 5,000 people, 100,000 people there. So there's no Yichud at all. So do you say Pesach Pasuch Rishus Harab also by definition means there's no Yichud at all? Or you say no, there is Yichud and it's a Heta Yichud. So if it's Liba Gaspo, then it doesn't apply. So that's the Sufik of the Chalkas Mechalkik and the Beshmo. That's where the Mesupik Lalocha, where the Pesach Pasuch Rishus Harabim. Would you be make or leave in a Fliba Gaspa or not?
Pesach Pesach Lushus Aramim is in your own house too?
So I gave a mashal of a hotel lobby which is open to the public. In my house, even if the door is unlocked and the door is open, people don't have the right to walk in. If it's a bungalow colony, they say knock knock and they walk in, so that's called Pesach Pasul Shus Harabim. That's the meaning of mokum. People just say hello and they walk in without waiting for Rishus to come in. But if it's a house, even if the door is unlocked, and even if the door is open, the pashtus says no one's going to walk in.
Cleaning ladies come by me.
Yeah.
Right? So there's two, and I leave the door open all the way.
If you're sitting in a chair in front of the door, so the people walking in the hallway will see that you're there. You're not doing anything.
The windows are open; they can see if I'm there.
Oh, so let's say I'm sitting with an Eishes Ish, Mamash a Yichud Darais Zimna Eishes Ish, in a room, but the whole time we're sitting in front of a big window like this, and all the people walking in the street can look in and see on the third floor, on the fifth floor, no one can see. Let's say on the first floor, there's a big wide window. So that's Mamash, he's in the Rishus Harabim. So that's not an Issa Yichud. He's Rishus Harabim, there's no Issa Yichud. But let's say he's further inside the house. That doesn't help that the door is open.
But people then say, knock, knock, can I come in? They do that in the country.
Okay.
I mean, in the suburbs.
Okay.
If the door is open, everything's open. They're coming and going to get cleaning material.
Okay.
See, if the
meeting amakam is that when the door is open, people understand that they can come and just say hello, and they walk in. They understand that's why the door is open. Then it's called Pesach Potsur
v'Shusera. But I also told some people that there would be...
Do me a favor and come in. Yeah.
No, I told some people that I'm having the cleaning ladies. I made a shayla once when Reverend wasn't there.
Right.
And they said, if I tell somebody from people that I'm having somebody, so if anybody wants to come...
Please come in. Yeah, if you ask people, please come in. So then it's also...
They don't have to come in. I was told. They can choose.
It's a good idea that they should come in. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If come, they should come in. So that takes that makes it into Pesach Pasuch L'Shus HaRab. Then the Gemara has about 20 lines.
Is a woman okay for that too? For a woman?
I don't think so.
No.
Like, even if she's there. If you
but
have
if
two women.
Two women already, so then there would be three.
Three women. That's a question. I think Rashi Sheet is, if you have three women... That's already Rishus Rab. We don't accept that Rashi. We assume that you got to have a big Rishus Rab. Yeah. Then Gemara has a pasuk, Eli's sons were sinning. So the Gemara has the lashon. I think that's what Eli said to it. Al bini or bonai. What's the lashon? Al bini ki lo toiv hashmur. The pasuk gam pei aleph amen aleph. So the Gemara says malkim al lo toiv hashmur. If rumor has it that someone is acting improperly with a woman, even though you don't have edim, still the fact that there's such a shmur, so you give makas mardis. That's what Rashi says. Malkim means you give makas mardis al lo toiv hashmur. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. In the third perek in Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about which Rishoyim apostle le'edus. So the Gemara says, "Hachosher al harayis, kosher le'edus." So the Gemara says, "Hachosher al harayis. How can it be kosher le'edus? Avoyim bekasveh. We give him malchus, 40 malchus on his back, and he's kosher le'edus. How is that possible?" The Gemara says, "Because yitzvah teikfay, shoy. He can't control himself. So what does it mean?" Hachosher al harayis means that he's boal harayis. So you say yitzra tokfo, even though he does it b'mezid. Let's say there are a lot of people cheat on income tax. So a gazlan is posulaitis. He's stealing money from the government. He's stealing money from all the other people. Today you're not stealing from the government. He's stealing from all the other people who pay taxes. So, but there are a lot of people on Marahetta. They say, look, we're not so convinced that the president of the United States paid his taxes properly. He doesn't want to release his tax form. You know, congressmen don't pay taxes. Judges and lawyers, a lot of people don't pay taxes. Everybody's Marahetta. So everybody knows that they're doing wrong, that they're stealing. But if everybody's Marahetta, if people are Marahetta, so then we treat it as if it's B'shogeg with respect to the P'suleta. So that's the Gemara there. Because Yitzra Teikfai, so even though he's Choshad al Harais, even though he is Boal Eishes Ish, But we punished him. He gave him makas mardis, let's say. A boy, Leishishish, deserves an onish misa. But she's so good looking, as his next door neighbor, and he can't control himself. So even though he's doing an aver b'meizim, we say Yitzvah Tokfa, so he's kosher leidus. Because Yitzvah Tokfa. So that's one pshat in Taisa. Then Taisa has another pshat. No. Al kosher al arais means that malkem ala teva hashmur. Rumor has it, if you really have Edom who testified that the man was mezana with an Eishes Ish, with Boal Achoso, real, a Boal Arayis. That's not Yitzra Tokfo. Achoshel Al Arayis means that rumor has it that he's acting improperly with women. And why does the Gemara say, when the Gemara asks, how can he say Koshel Eidus? But they gave him Malkas. Aboyin Bekasve, he has 40 Malkas on his back, and it's Koshel Eidus. Gemara says, yeah, Yitzra Tokfo. What do you mean, Aboyin Bekasve means this Gemara? Malkam Alatoiva Hashmur. He gave Malkas Mardis. So that one who argued thought, he give a guy makas mardis, how can it be kosher leidus? And we assume that, yeah, because yitzvah tekfo, so it's kosher. But if the guy's really boal eishes ish, then that's not called kosher al arayis, that's called boal arayis. So Bala Arayis would be Pasal Leila. See, we wouldn't say Yitzra Tokvo to be Bala Arayis. Yitzra Tokvo is only that is Choshed Al Arayis. That is Leitoy Vashmo. The rumor has it that he's acting improperly.
Shouldn't we pass him? Which Teshuvah?
I don't remember. Got to look in Shulchan Aruch. Then Teshuvah has two opinions about Mishkab Zohar also. A man who practices Mishkav Zohar, and he says he can't control himself. So one opinion in Teisin Taka that you say Yitzra Tokva. Some there are different degrees of how some of the people are so into this they just can't control themselves. So one opinion in Teisin is that one practices Mishkav Zohar and he feels that he can't control himself. So you say that he's Kosher Leidus. And that was the other thesis, the other opinion of thesis is not so. What do you mean he can't control himself? They're different people. If a person really can't control himself, on Mishkav Zohar, he's a shaita. That's called, the shaita means a person does not b'chira chavshas. He can't control himself, he does not b'chira chavshas. That's a shaita al pidyon. Then Imori says that if you have two men, and the bottom up pen and base, Rav said, if you have two men, then there's no isa yichud. That's only if the two men are ksherim. But if the two men are not so, they're not so medaktik, they're prutzim. So then the fact that you have two men doesn't help too much.
Two men together.
Two men with one woman. Yeah. So then there's no isa yichud. Yeah. A man with another man. That's a machlokes hatana. We paskal on nechshe de yisrael al kach. That there's no, you don't have to worry about Mishkav Zohar, you don't have to worry about Anisa Yichud for Mishkav Zohar, because on the Nechshon Yisrael Lakach. That's the Gemara on the top of Pei Beis and Manala, that's seven lines from the top. The Bishmo recommends you should avoid it whenever you can. You should avoid it, they shouldn't sleep in the same bed together, that you should avoid. Some of the yeshivas, they make sure that they have three or four boys sleeping in a bedroom instead of just having two boys. Because we live in a generation where sometimes there are actually Yisrael al kach. Then we want to tell stories. Got to be careful. Because one thing can lead to another. The Gemara just says, there's no issa yichud if you're misyachid with two women who don't get along with each other. So if you sin with one, the other one will be happy to tell everybody about it. So who are the women who don't get along with each other? So the Gemara has, if you have two women who are co-wives, two women married to the same husband, shtei tzoris. So each one is jealous of the other one, or a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Or a woman with her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter, not her daughter.
Two women. A man is married to two women, he's not allowed to be
alone. No. He's not, a man is going to be misached with two women who neither are married to him. I'm going to have yichud. Neither is married. I'm going to have yichud with an eishes ish, that's yichud derais. I'm going to have yichud with two eishes ish, and that's also an isa. Chach Masadim holds only the Rabbanon. Okay, two. But if I'm married, I'm going to have yichud with two Ashishishim, both married to the same husband, and each one is jealous of the other. Each one would like to tell the husband that the other wife he should get rid of because she just had an affair. So that's what the Gemara says. If a man is going to be misyach with two women, neither of them is his wife, but they're co-wives, the tzara zulazu, or yevama, someone, or a woman with a stepdaughter. So since they don't get along with each other, so that takes off the yisa yichud. Yeah. Then the Gemara said the same thing. A man is going to be misyach with a woman and with a young girl. The young girl is not old enough that she should be interested in having yodas atinok. She yodas tambia ben maseres hatz going to be, and she has no desire to have znus, but she understands znus. So let's say a man is going to be misyach with an adult woman and with a little girl who is 2 years old. The little girl 2 or 3 years old doesn't even know what's going on. She won't even be able to snitch to tell anybody later on that the other woman had an affair with the man. But if the other girl, if the girl is 7 years old, and she will be able to understand what's happening, but she's not interested in having zos herself, so that takes off the yisayich. But she has to be of such an age, yadas tam b'yaveinim aseres atzmon b'yaveinim, she'll understand what's happening, but she herself is not interested in being the zan. So that takes off the yisayich. Now, so Leitchi assumed like Rav Moshe, against the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva quotes Achreinim de'ed ha-simen on Yichud, that, let's say, I had this shayla. I would sometimes, my grandmother used to live in Boston. So sometimes I would go stay by my grandmother and daven in Maimonides Yeshiva on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or something like that. So there's no Yisayich with the grandmother. That's how we assume. And then my female cousin would sometimes sleep over also to help out my grandmother. So there's a het yichud with my grandmother. There's no het yichud with my female cousin. So the Pischei Tshuva says, Taka it's asa. Like you're not allowed to have yichud with two women. So over here there's a het yichud with one woman. There's no het yichud with the cousin, so it's asa. So Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik both assumed the Dava Pasha that it's not correct. They assume, Rav Moshe quotes the Pischei Tshuva, he says that he thinks it's wrong. If you have yichud with two women, and one of them, there's a het yichud, so then there's a het yichud with the other one. Because he's the only reason why there's an issa yichud with two women, because Noshim, Dait, and Kalos, will be mefata both of them, Rashi says. Shteim nochas lehis patos. But you and your grandmother, you're not going to have an affair together. So if the cousin, the female cousin, is there also, so that takes off the issa yichud on the female cousin.
Depends how old she is, though.
If a female cousin is what? Is
20.
Right. So since I'm not going to be mezana with the grandmother, that's a heta yichud with the grandmother. So even though there's another woman there, 20-year-old female cousin, there's no yisayich with her either. The only time there's an yisayich with two women is because Nashim Dait and Kavos will be mefata both of them. Shteim nochas lis patas. But if one of them, there's no chshash, then there's no chshash that I'll be mezana with the grandmother. Then there's no issa yichud with the cousin either.
So what do we make the difference between shall I turn time to her that she's too young?
That's if the both women have an issa yichud. Both women have. I'm not. Neither is my mother or my grandmother. Two different issues ishan. Let's say two different issues ishan. So there's an issa yichud. So if one of them is a young girl. Not young, 3 years old, you can pull the wool over her eyes, she won't even realize that they're being designed. She understands she'll understand if there's something fishy going on, but she herself has no desire to be designed with the guy. So then you don't say, Noshim Dait and Kalos, he's not going to be mefata her. So whenever he's not going to be mefata one, then you're not afraid about the yichud, he's the yichud on the other. So the pashtus is, if you have my grandmother with my cousin, my female cousin, so it's like there's no issa yichud on the grandmother, there's no issa yichud on the female cousin either. This we discuss, yeah.
Sometimes, especially like with older people, sometimes they're falling asleep a lot. So
if what happened?
Like with older people, they're falling asleep a lot. So the man's there with his grandmother, but like she's awake 10 minutes every hour.
So that's no good? Okay. That's no good. The grandmother has to be a little more awake than that. Okay. She has to be awake. Okay. Shai, we'll stop here. I just realized I probably will not be able to give a shiur on Sunday, because we're going to have to make the last minute preparations for the trip to Europe. So, this is the last shiur for the season. Thank you very much. Okay. A few people called me up. They want to know how do they get copies of your sefer.
Can we call them back?
One of them.
The easiest way is to email them.
Yeah.
And they'll tell them how to email it.
Well, you write down your email address, go to Henry's Garland's phone number.
Oh, very thing, yeah. There was a mistake about the tefillah.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But I thought about it afterwards. That's not in the sefer. We didn't talk about it ever.
Oh.
Sheva Chazal Bakasha.
Oh.
It's a different Rambam, could be.
I'll have to dig out the email that he gave. Okay, so what's your email address?